Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a young poet called Laura Dixon.
Laura Dixon, you've already had two books of your poems published. How did you become interested in poetry?
Well, my dad loves literature, so there were always lots of poetry books on the shelves around the house. I used to spend hours looking at them. I'm pleased it happened that way, because there needs to be more time spent on it at school. I think students would enjoy it.
And how did you decide to turn your interest into a career as a professional poet?
I started doing some classes in journalism. I showed my poems to the woman running the course. She was a well-known reporter on a national newspaper, and she suggested that I enter a poetry competition. I did, and 2 months later, found out I'd come first. That's when I knew I wanted to do this full-time.
So, I hear you've just finished a new book of poems. What's it about?
You never exactly know what poems are going to be about until you start writing them. And my previous books have included my thoughts about architecture, ancient and new. In this one, though, I focus on connections with the people I'm close to. I actually started out with the idea of writing about global warming and the environment, which is very different to what I produced in the end.
Your poetry is very modern. Do you read poetry written a long time ago?
Yes, I do. The words and style are often very different from modern English, but you soon notice how carefully the poems have been put together. I think they took more skill to write than many modern ones do.
And you've also started teaching poetry at a university recently. How's that going?
I'm certainly enjoying it, even if I'm not always sure how much my students are actually learning. Thankfully, the other teachers have a lot more experience than me and are happy to share their ideas. I was warned about how much preparation there'd be, so that wasn't too much of a shock.
And what are your plans for the future?
Well, there's a poetry festival soon, and the organisers have asked me to read my work at it. I'm hoping to turn some of my previous work into songs. After all, hip-hop and rap are just poetry with a tune. New poems come into my head all the time too. I'd get worried if I had to stop writing because I'd run out of ideas.
Thank you, Laura Dixon, for joining.
Now listen again.
Laura Dixon, you've already had two books of your poems published. How did you become interested in poetry?
Well, my dad loves literature, so there were always lots of poetry books on the shelves around the house. I used to spend hours looking at them. I'm pleased it happened that way, because there needs to be more time spent on it at school. I think students would enjoy it.
And how did you decide to turn your interest into a career as a professional poet?
I started doing some classes in journalism. I showed my poems to the woman running the course. She was a well-known reporter on a national newspaper, and she suggested that I enter a poetry competition. I did, and 2 months later, found out I'd come first. That's when I knew I wanted to do this full-time.
So, I hear you've just finished a new book of poems. What's it about?
You never exactly know what poems are going to be about until you start writing them. And my previous books have included my thoughts about architecture, ancient and new. In this one, though, I focus on connections with the people I'm close to. I actually started out with the idea of writing about global warming and the environment, which is very different to what I produced in the end.
Your poetry is very modern. Do you read poetry written a long time ago?
Yes, I do. The words and style are often very different from modern English, but you soon notice how carefully the poems have been put together. I think they took more skill to write than many modern ones do.
And you've also started teaching poetry at a university recently. How's that going?
I'm certainly enjoying it, even if I'm not always sure how much my students are actually learning. Thankfully, the other teachers have a lot more experience than me and are happy to share their ideas. I was warned about how much preparation there'd be, so that wasn't too much of a shock.
And what are your plans for the future?
Well, there's a poetry festival soon, and the organisers have asked me to read my work at it. I'm hoping to turn some of my previous work into songs. After all, hip-hop and rap are just poetry with a tune. New poems come into my head all the time too. I'd get worried if I had to stop writing because I'd run out of ideas.
Thank you, Laura Dixon, for joining.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.